This message is given in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. You know, I've learned many lessons over the years. One lesson I've learned is that my plans don't always work out the way I anticipated. And that includes travel plans. I remember back in August of 1989 when Andre and I were getting ready to travel from St. Louis near the seminary to Oviedo, Florida, where I was going to begin my one-year vicarage experience. Now, she was driving our 1986 Toyota Camry, which she had purchased before we had even met, and I was driving my 1976 Chrysler Cordova, which I had purchased from my aunt during my college years. Now, we were driving both cars down to Florida because Andrea needed her car for her job and I needed my car for my job. Now, our plan was that we would have a calm, relaxing trip down to Florida. But it didn't work out that way. About 3 hours away from St. Louis, we were driving down the highway, and I was following several car lengths behind Andrea. Suddenly, the timing chain on my Cordova broke off, and as my car came to a halt, I watched Andrea continue to drive off into the distance. Well, thankfully, she eventually realized that I wasn't behind her. So she turned around, and after backtracking, she found me sitting by the side of the road with my disabled car. Once we talked, she decided to drive and find the nearest community where she would hopefully find a mechanic as well. Well, she did. So we had my car towed to the nearest mechanic, and then we found out that we would need to wait 2 days for the repair. So we got a hotel. I called my vicarage supervisor and told him that we would be there later than we had planned. However, we didn't really mind hanging out in that area for 2 days. You see, it just so happens that my car broke down only a few miles away from the place where Andre and I spent our honeymoon the summer before. Well, after the timing chain on my Cordova was repaired, we started our journey once again. But about 50 miles down the road, I saw steam coming up from the hood of my car. Well, thankfully, I was able to get Andrea's attention this time, and we pulled over to a gas station, and I discovered that there was a leak in my radiator. Well, I was able to purchase a product, thankfully, that plugged the leak, and we were on our way once again. Well, we finally pulled into Oviedo, Florida late the next night. We arrived at our destination, but just not the way that we had planned. Well, our reading for today is from Acts chapters 27 and 28, where we learn about Paul's wild trip to Rome. And if you recall last Sunday's sermon, we learned from the end of Acts chapter 26 that King Agrippa decided to send Paul to Rome, where he would stand trial under Caesar's court. Now, how would Paul get to Rome? Well, they decided to put Paul on a prison ship that was sailing for Rome eventually. Now, we know that some of Paul's companions must have gone with him as well, because our reading says, "We boarded the ship." Now, you may recall that the author of the book of Acts is a man by the name of Luke, the same Luke who wrote the Gospel of Luke. So whenever we find the word "we" in the book of Acts, that's Luke's way of telling us that he was there in person to witness these events. So, the word "we" means that Luke was with Paul on his wild trip to Rome. Now, their plan was to have an uneventful trip to Rome. But God had other plans. We're told that they ended up encountering a horrible storm while they were at sea. They were tossed about by the waves for days. In fact, things got so bad that the crew began to despair and assumed that they would die. But then, Paul encourages them with the following words. He says, "Now I urge you to keep up your courage, because not one of you will be lost. Only the ship will be destroyed. Last night an angel of the God whose I am and whom I serve stood beside me and said, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar, and God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you. So keep up your courage, men, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me.'" Well, things turned out just as Paul said. They end up running ashore on a small island named Malta, which is actually about 100 miles south of Sicily. Now, up to this point, it seems as though Paul's life is out of control. But remember, Jesus had told Paul that he would be going to Rome. But instead, now it seems as though Paul is having this wild ride that's getting him any place but Rome. However, we need to remember that God has everything under control. God will eventually bring Paul to Rome so he can be a witness there. In fact, we'll learn about that next Sunday. You see, even though Paul was expecting an uneventful trip to Rome, God had other plans. You see, God used the storm and the shipwreck to give Paul an opportunity not only to witness to the Roman soldiers on board the ship, but also to have an opportunity to be a witness on the island of Malta. You see, God was giving Paul even more opportunities to witness to even more people. In fact, remember, Paul was building a fire on the island, and then a snake bit Paul, and the natives expected him to die from the snake bite. But when Paul did not die, they were amazed. Luke tells us they even thought that he was a god. But I'm sure that Paul then used that situation to correct their error, and then tell them how he had been chosen by God to preach repentance and forgiveness of sins through faith in Jesus. The Jesus who died on the cross in our place of damnation and then conquered death so that we might live in his love forever. In fact, Luke also says that Paul and his companions end up being invited to the home of the island ruler. And remember, Paul heals the ruler's father. And I'm sure this gives Paul yet even more opportunities to speak to them about Jesus. Now, Paul would eventually end up in Rome. But God's plan was to have Paul and his companions experience an ocean storm, a shipwreck, and a 3-month layover on the island of Malta so that even more people would have the opportunity to hear about Jesus and thereby be saved. Now, with all that said, what can we learn from this? Simply put, God has a plan for our lives. But you know what? His plans may not always match up with our plans. In fact, when God's plans conflict with our plans, the result can range from mildly inconvenient all the way to extremely painful. But in the midst of whatever situation God allows us to endure, we must remember that we are secure in the forgiveness and love and eternal life that we have through faith in Jesus. Remember what Paul said to the men when they were in the middle of that storm and despairing of life? He said to them, "Keep up your courage, because not one of you will be lost. Only the ship will be destroyed." You know, sometimes God allows us to face tremendous loss in this life. And the things that we cling to for comfort and security, they end up being destroyed. But in the midst of fear and despair during the storms of life, we must remember Paul's words. Not one of you will be lost. You You see, this hope is certain for us who trust in Jesus as our Savior. Not one of us will be lost. Not even death itself can take away the eternal hope that we have in Jesus. Let me give you an example from the Old Testament. Most of us here, I assume, have heard of the book of Job. And if you read the book of Job, you find out that at one point in his life, God allowed Job to lose everything that was dear to him. And after that happened, God also allowed Job to suffer extreme physical illness. But in the midst of this tragedy that would have driven anybody to despair, the Holy Spirit moved Job to write these words. Listen closely. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I myself will see him with my own eyes, I and not another. How my heart yearns within me. My friends, God gives us so many blessings and so many pleasures in this life. He gives us numerous times of peace and joy. God has also delivered us from many perils. But when God's plans for our lives do include chaos and pain, especially then, we must remember that God still loves us. And he promises to work in all situations to strengthen our faith in him and to give us opportunities to witness to others about the hope that we have in Jesus. In fact, the ultimate proof that God loves us is that Jesus was willing to endure his own wild ride through suffering, torture, and crucifixion. All that so that we sinners might receive forgiveness and new life with God. My friends, the same Jesus conquered death for us, and he now lives as our Redeemer who promises never to leave us or forsake us. He gives us his body and blood today in Holy Communion to assure us that we are forgiven and that he dwells within us. My friends, not even death can separate us from his love. So yes, Paul had a wild ride to Rome. And sometimes God gives us some wild rides in this life. But in the midst of it all, even in the worst of storms, Christ is always with us. And as he guides us through life, he will comfort us with his promises and give us opportunities to witness to others. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. In a moment we'll have the offering. Before that, however, please share the peace of the Lord with your neighbor.